We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, Charlamagne, Envy, what up? Are we live?
This is your time to get it off your chest.
I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
We can get on the phone right now here and tell you what it is.
We live?
Hello, who's this?
M,
what up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, I'm just saying I'm best, black and highly favored.
Yes, sir.
And I want to say, you know, I'm typical, mediocre, average, and in the form of bigotry.
Are you stuck in the low expectations of bigotry?
Yes, sir. Average to be a typical mediocre bigotry TSA worker.
Well, we appreciate all the TSA workers, man. We definitely do.
We definitely appreciate
y'all. Yeah, man, I just want to tell you guys, please do not be mad at us when we take your bottles of water away. Don't bring it on board.
Yeah, I hate it myself. I'll be behind somebody, they got a bottle of water in their bag. Like, come on, you never flew before. You know you can't have a bottle of water.
Sometimes you forget.
Man, they be taking the donuts, man. I want to big up all the TSA workers across the world, man.
Absolutely. Have a good one, brother. Hello, who's this?
Hey, man, it's Trey, man. What's going on with you, dude?
Trey, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, look, first of all, I want to say, man, you're doing a great shit with the car show and everything. And I'm a car enthusiast myself. I build cars every year. I wanted to make it to the one in Houston, but I couldn't make it this year.
What kind of cars you build?
Well, I build old school. Most of the time, it's G-bodies, you know, Malibu, Monte Carlo, Grand Apple.
I'm looking for a 70 Chevelle convertible. You got something?
Ooh, I ain't got nothing like that. My pops got a 68 Chevelle. He's supposed to give me
he said decide to leave us. Like, we got a choice.
Right.
Like, I'm going to die today.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, what's up to
Charlamagne, man?
Peace, King.
I wanted to make it to your Black Effects podcast. My girl actually does a podcast called Bitch, You Doing a Goddamn. She's a parenting coach, a very intentional parent. So should follow her. She should be on the show one day, man.
Okay.
Her name on Instagram is Destiny with an I, not an.
Destiny with an I, not an? Ever.
Yeah. Destiny with an I dot N. She got like 400 and some thousand followers. She got a podcast. She got 1.5 million on TikTok. She did a TEDx talk this year.
Okay.
She got the number one selling parenting book on Amazon.
I love it.
Called Very Intentional Parent.
Hey, man. She cooking. Salute to her,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hope she don't leave you.
Yeah. She got a show on Ellen too, man. They had an article on her at Essence Magazine.
Oh, that's dope.
I love the promotion that you are giving your lady. That's all. I'm
absolutely.
Man, listen. She amazing. Smoke her.
All right. Well, that's all you got for us today?
Nigga's phone went up.
Damn, we lost.
That's hilarious, man.
Oh, there you
and
go.
He couldn't make it.
What'd you say?
She couldn't make it. She was hurt by it because she broke her foot the day before.
Oh, we're doing it again next year. Black Effect Podcast Festival will be an annual event. We'll be back in Atlanta next year with it.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, sir.
But what I wanted to get off my chest was, man, I've been winning the calls and talking to y'all about people going to college. And they spend all this money in college. I'm a crane operator in Savannah, Georgia at the port. Mm-hmm. And they paid me $70,000 for 10 months to train. So I did my training. They paid me to train.
Right.
And then now you go make six figures. You got guys that work with me that have been there for 5 years that make $200,000 a year and hold no student debt.
Yeah, I mean, college isn't for everybody, right. But, you know, like I said, I enjoy my time in college, and I feel like if I didn't necessarily go to Hampton University, I don't think I would be as well-rounded and got me to the position that I was on radio if I didn't take that step. So, for me, I think it was worth it.
Yeah, for some people, it's worth it, but a lot of kids, they don't know what they want to do, and they go and end up doing that, and I think that's a real big ripoff.
Yeah.
Because I originally became a boom crane operator where I traveled around. It cost me $10,000 to go to school for 3 weeks.
Wow. All right, brother. Well, thank
you. I made $90,000 my first year.
I respect that. I think everybody should go out there and learn a trade, man.
Yeah, I think trades are great, too. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Wake
it up. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling. 800-585-1051.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tanisha.
Hey, Tanisha. Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling because listening to y'all topic about people not getting degrees and some people getting trades.
Uh-huh.
I got a business computer technology degree I never used. I went to trade school for welding for 10 weeks, and I've been welding 5 years. I'm structural and pipe certified, and I made good money.
Oh, welders make mad money.
What school did you go to, mama?
Yes. I went to Hines Community College in Mississippi. I'm from Biloxi, Mississippi. But I work at the second biggest shipyard in the U.S. I work at English Shipbuilding in Pensacola, Mississippi. And shout out to all blue-collar women.
How much you make an hour?
Damn.
I make $30 an hour.
Ooh, there you go, girl. Salute to all the welders. Salute to my homegirl, Jordan. She a welder. She listens to The Breakfast Club all the time.
Nah, I love it. I love the trades. And you'll always have a job. No matter what goes on in this world, they'll always need a welder. They'll always need somebody for HVAC. They'll always need somebody to fix cars and all that. And definitely healthcare. So
it's
salute to you, mama.
It's a decent life. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I encourage everybody to get them a trade. Because in my house, school, college might not be for my kids. But you definitely get a trade.
Okay. And I wonder how protected those jobs are against artificial intelligence. I feel like jobs like that, you're going to need human hands always, right?
Yeah.
It's hard being a welder because there's so much stuff you got to fix and do. It's a lot.
Yeah.
My shipyard, on my field, got about 8,000 people. Mm. And I work first step. I'm going in now.
All right.
So shout out to all blue-collar women.
That's right.
Have a great day, mama.
Congratulations, girl.
I love it.
Yeah. But even if they do try to get AI to do something like that, like, I think they won't stop trying, but they'll just keep failing at it because it ain't no way.
Yeah, imagine I couldn't imagine talking to an AI about trying to fix your car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or even the AI about healthcare, you know, taking your blood pressure, what's wrong, you know what I mean? You ever try to call your bank and it'd be like, press 1 if this is your problem. Press 2. And he'd be like, that's none of my
problems.
AI might help in the healthcare system, but you're still going to need a human.
You need a human.
You're still going to need a human there.
To talk to, to say what's wrong.
I think that's one of the places the AI is going to help as far as the medical system, but you're still going to need a human.
You need a human there, bro. Yeah. You need a human because every case ain't the same.
No.
Hello, who's this?
Avery. I'm from Mullen, South Carolina.
Hey, Avery. Get
Mullen, what's happening?
Man, I was just calling to say, why we gotta wait until somebody leave or quit or die for somebody to receive their flowers?
Why? Who need to get their flowers?
Well, I mean, like, in general, like...
Okay.
Like, you, Charlamagne, you know what I'm saying, doing what you're doing, doing your thing, you know what I'm saying, flowers down.
Yeah.
I agree.
When people say that, what?
You say, he's saying my name right now. Let him go.
Oh, my baby, wait, go. I'm sorry.
Give
Envy the flowers.
You say what?
Now, go ahead. You said DJ Envy, you definitely need your flowers. Go ahead, bro. I'm listening.
Oh, yeah. The work, the car shows, everything they try to do, I mean, like, Charlamagne, the mental health, everybody needs that mental health
Just let her release her flowers too. Yeah, she just needs her flowers.
Thank you.
Now, thank you, brother. Appreciate you, brother.
Kodak Black said, if they don't give me my flowers, I'm just going to take them out the dirt.
I know that's right.
You know what I mean? That's what he said on Pistols and Pearls.
I thought you was a soft girl.
Yeah.
I am. Why you so soft girls listen to Kodak Black?
You doing a lot right now.
You're so hard.
Don't rip no flowers out, no dirt, because ain't nobody giving you none. It's all right. Please, don't mess up nobody's garden. Please.
Please give me the flowers. You just messing up people's garden. Yes, please somebody give him some flowers.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club on BET.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club on BET. And we got a special guest with us this morning.
Big legend, Capo.
Capo is here. Man. Jim Jones.
What's up with y'all, man?
What's up, Jim?
Y'all still getting up hella early.
Vamp life, you just going to sleep?
Definitely. Definitely got an hour of sleep before I got here, but it's good.
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, for what it's worth, man.
Mm-hmm. Somebody told us today, for whatever reason, I thought it was longer, but they said you've been in the game 20 years?
More than that.
That's what I feel like. I feel like it's more than 20, right?
Cam got signed in 97.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And before that, we was outside since... We've been outside for a long time, but yeah, we signed started in 97. So what's that... 26 years.
Still making quality music.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like nostalgia's back.
It is.
Like, you know what I mean? Because it was a classic, timeless era, so it feel like it never left. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's a whole new generation on that wave, especially with Dipset.
Music always goes. Music is 360 like everything else in life. But goals come back around and things like that. And with New York music, it's different from anybody else's music. You know what I mean? So we got like our own sound sonically and things like that. And just to hear like the people starting to rap again and they going on aggressive beats and things like that makes me feel good. Right? You know, we've been out the loop musically for a long time, and right now it feels good to see the resurgence that we have when it comes to us getting inside the musical race. You know what I mean? Shouts to all the artists that's popping out here right now and putting on for New York City. I tip my hat to you. I know it ain't easy.
Yeah, it feels like nobody can perform in Harlem now without bringing somebody, the whole Dipset out.
We actually was in the building the other night when Cam was performing.
Oh, you were there? Okay.
Me and Joels was in the crowd watching the show. We came out to support mysteriously. Cam came out.
Did you know Cam was coming out, or was it a surprise to you too?
Super surprised. Everything with Cam to me is a surprise. I don't got no, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like it used to. It ain't like I know what his moves is and things like that. You know, wish the best to him in all his endeavors and things like that. I see he's doing a sports show right now.
Y'all got the craziest relationship, because I swear, sometimes I feel like Dipset's on tour, everything is good, and then it's like, I had no idea he was coming out. Because even with the Drake, it all came out together for the Drake show.
Mm-hmm.
And how was that when Drake reached out and called and said he wanted y'all guys to be a part of it?
That was dope. Shout out to Drake. Shout out to Chubbs. I got a great relationship with him. I got to speak to him early about that. And I think I put it out there in the air. You're coming to Harlem, bro. He's like, we got to go up. Shout out to them boys. That was a hell of a moment for us, for Diplomats, for Harlem. All the work we put in for all the years, vice versa. You know what I mean? Pretty dope.
Even with that, Drake is a branch off the family tree, though, because, you know, I think people forget, you know, how Wayne was running around with Dipset back in the day.
He's Young Money, and Wayne is out buzzing. You heard? Shouts to Wayne, man. Shouts to the whole Cash Money. Watching Wayne the other day inside the Apollo, forget how many hits that boy got.
Yeah.
Did like 2 hours worth of straight just hits with a band in back of him. Pretty dope, man. Shouts to Weezy.
And I saw you get back in your director bag with Drum.
That was dope.
Yeah, shouts to Drum, man.
That was dope.
Called me one day like, are you still directing? I'm like, yeah, but I used to direct all my videos or videos for my artists and things like that. He like, I got something I want you to direct. It's not necessarily a video. And then he told me, I was like, oh man, that's crazy. Like, I want to shoot some scenes from Juice over, and I got all the artists, I got all the actors from the original movie.
That's
Juice.
Dope.
Mm-hmm. I was like, you got Tupac too? He like, nah, I couldn't get Pac. Couldn't get Pac. But I got everybody else, so you know. But directing Queen Latifah definitely was the highlight of the whole thing for me. You know, you get to direct the Queen, that's big right there. Not just take nothing away from Omar Epps, and you know what I mean? But I was saying, Queen Latifah is Queen Latifah, man.
Absolutely.
I can't do this, you know what I mean?
Now, I heard you talking about doing a Dipset TV show, a movie.
I want to going to start to create a show called 5H, which is my life in 5H before we actually got the fame and went on to being Dipset. So that whole time inside of 5H, when Cam and Mason, everybody was living with me inside my grandmother's apartment and things like that, very instrumental to our success. And so much wild things were going on inside of that 5H apartment. I think people will be very enthused to see some of these scenes about our history coming up, loosely based you don't want to get nobody in trouble out here.
That's all I was going to say. The statute of limitations up?
I would hope so. That was a long time ago in the projects of 5H. But yeah, I mean, we got so much history. And with all of these shows, with the Wu-Tang show and all these shows,
DMF,
depicting the hip hop culture and things that went on in the past, and all the stuff that we've been into, especially for New York City, I think it's only right.
Will we get a Dipset documentary? I would love to see you guys meeting and how y'all got on and the relationship with Mace and how y'all signed and through the trials and tribulations. And I would
all
love to see
like, all that is like 5H. That's all the high school and just graduating out of high school era and things like that. And Cam and Mace going to the same high school. Me and Cam living on the first half on the same side, and they being from the west side. Like all that was around high school in the 5H days. And then when Cam and Mace went to college, they both got kicked out. And when they got kicked out from school, they ended up coming to live with me at my grandmother's house, where
both
I recently passed away. Yeah, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So Cam, Mace, Jewels, few other famous artists that made it pretty successful when this game all came out. My grandmother's house, she provided the shelter for us, so we wouldn't have to be in the streets at night.
That's crazy.
So that's what the whole 5H story is about. Exactly what you're talking about. The very humble beginnings of who we were before we became Diplomats and Jim Jones and Killer Cam.
I never knew that. What's your relationship with Mace now? It's weird to see that at one time you were beefing with all these guys when they were in your grandmother's house. Y'all grew up with each other. Like, y'all lived with each other.
Yeah, 100%. We definitely lived with each other. We definitely grew up with each other. We know each other. As we got older, we all kind of separated on our own ways and things like that. But we started together wholeheartedly. Don't care for Mace too much. You heard? Tell Mace, go say some prayers. Word up. You heard? Mike, deck Mace. Let me stop.
The show is entertaining. That is what it is. It's entertaining, though.
What?
It is what it is, show. I like seeing you do the weatherman, them do that. Like,
yeah,
the show is the size of your personality.
It is. They're definitely very funny. Always been a group of comedians. I can't take that away from them. And they're very knowledgeable about basketball. They both grew up playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Mace was cool. Cam was definitely had a chance to go to the NBA. I can't say that with no hate and nothing in my heart. Boy was dumb nice from since he was younger, doing playing, starting in Rucker at age 15. They calling him Cam the All-American. Him and Mace went to the championship in Madison Square Garden and things like that for Manhattan Center and stuff like that. So they were some ballers. So see them on the television show. What is it? What it is?
It is what it is.
It is, what it is.
Pretty dope. I hope they get a check for that. You know what I mean?
And you know, you got the Back in My Prime album with Hitmaker. I love that title. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like you back in your prime?
For like the third time. But yeah, it feels good. I mean, I've been through so much to still be able to make music at this capacity and still be in the game, still getting records played on the radio, still making top 40 hits and things like that. I've seen a lot of people come and go, especially with being in the game so long or get to a standstill. I'm blessed to be able to keep going and keep being able to make this good music. Shout out to all my artists, BGVL, all the youngsters that be around me to keep me in tune with what's going on. It's a medium you got to have, you know what I mean? Like, we got to guide each other. So that's where I'm at. Like,
where was Capo's first prime? What would you consider, as a solo, just solo, what would you consider your first prime? Because you said for like the third time.
Our first prime was when I was in the streets.
That was musically. That was musically.
My second prime was when I was able to do the music. My third prime is where I'm at right now.
Was it Ballin'?
Or Certified Gangster?
Ballin', I would say
Certified Gangster too.
Certified Gangster was my introduction.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of hot off the intro, stuff like that. But I think that moving into Ballin' and Hustler's Poem was kind of like me moving into my first prime when I was at the top of the game at that time and things like that. And then, mm-hmm. if they build you up to knock you down, if you're not strong enough to persevere, you won't be here next year. You know, I'm still here, so God bless.
All right, we got more with Jim Jones when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league.
Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club on this Friday. We're still kicking it with Jim Jones. Charlamagne?
Now, they Pusha T reach out. They Pusha T reach out and say, Jim, you bugging. I'm top 50.
I don't think Pusha T going to reach out to me. I'm not the type of person who's going to reach out to me about my opinion. You heard? Mm-hmm.
Y'all not cool?
I mean, I ain't cool with him like that. Oh, I don't know him like that. I know him to say what's up, give him a pound. Mm-hmm. You dig? And I wasn't trying to diss him. And just they asked me a question. And, you know, I get very excited and things like that. But I don't think my phone ain't the line to be calling.
Jim is funny. Jim said, I wasn't trying to diss him, but Jim said he's not top 50. I don't think he was selling drugs or crack like that. Like,
I mean,
Jim don't stop. He think Jim just keep going.
Jim said not his own dope. Not his own crack.
I mean, maybe I might have took a little bit far. Maybe I could have said something else to get my point across. And I don't want to sit up here looking like we're using Pusha T for the butt of our joke and things like that. But I mean, it's like it is what it is, man. Like, we're not going to sit up here and go back and forth about it. I don't really care. I don't. Do you know? Can you sing along the 5 Pusha T records right now? His records.
Yes.
His records?
Yeah.
Name them.
I love Pusha. Nostalgia.
Oh, he was a Pusha T fan. He's like, I didn't know he had fans like that. Can you name 5 Pusha T records? No, his records.
See, but.
No, can you? No. But can you rap to 5 Pusha?
I can't rap 5.
All right. Can you rap to 5? Wait. Can you rap? If 5 Pusha T records, not the records he's featured on, if 5 Pusha T records came on right now, could you rap them?
You could rap 5 Pusha T records?
Yeah.
Could you rap 5 Pusha T records right now if they started playing?
What do you mean rap? Like the hook?
Could you sing them?
Verse for verse?
They came on, like certain joints?
No, sir.
I'm
saying, could you rap five. All right, could you rap five Jay verses if they came?
Absolutely.
Could you rap with five Drake verses if they came on?
Nah,
you lying.
But I've never been a big. I've never been a big Drake fan.
You're lying because you work at radio. If five Drake records came on right now,
he could do.
You would be rapping them. You heard? Because they play on the radio all day.
I know. Like I could do Jay, I couldn't. But he's still dope. And he clicked.
Jim started tapping his foot before he did that.
I'm just going to say that because I don't want to get it because they're going to be like, yo, Jim weigh way well on them. Shout out to Pusha T. I love your soul, my dog. You dig? You're not in my top 50. You might be in Charlamagne's top 50 and things like
Pusha
that. But
top 50.
You haven't done that much for me in my life. Like, I didn't never want to be like Pusha. I never had a Pusha moment in my life. I never thought, like, you dig? Like, where I'm from, I want to be like you if you was really that dude and that rapper and things
Wayne
like that.
Wayne wanted to be like Pusha? He was influenced by Pusha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's why Pusha did the Mr. Me Too record.
Okay, cool. You a very strong Pusha T fan. You heard? And I don't care because people be like, look at Jim talking. Nigga, you is nowhere near top 50. You top 950. You crazy. Like, you think I don't really care.
I would say that Pusha had I went to school in Virginia where Pusha was from, and I know Pusha a long time.
All right, could five Jim Jones records play right now on this radio, could you sing along to them?
Yeah.
Five Jim Jones records play right.
Yeah.
Five Jim Jones records. You can't tell me five Pusha T records, but you could tell me five Jim Jones records. You can't tell me five Pusha T records, but you can say five. So what we talking about? You want me to get into the real semantics of this shit? Like, what we talking about?
I think Pusha top 50, man.
All right, cool. But you can't.
Nice, yo.
We can't. Let's start playing some Pusha T records.
You said he was
nice.
Yeah,
I'm not saying,
nice.
He's not. Well, now listen. Being nice and being in the category is two different things.
See, that's what I rank the top rappers on. I rank them on actual rap. Like, who can really spit? And that's why I got to put Pusha top 50 for rap. Just rap. We just talking bars.
So what is we gauging the top 50 on? Just rap?
Bars.
So anybody can slide in there?
That's what I don't be knowing with these lists.
Bro, if you're talking about somebody supposed to be the top 50 greatest of all time, what are we gauging it on?
That's true. That's what I want.
You heard? Mm-hmm. It gotta be everything. It can't just because he could rap nice. Man, we could go a bunch of battle rappers that could rap nice right now and go crazy. They nice as hell. You heard? Mm-hmm. But what else has he bring to the game? Did he make people want to dress like him? Did he have some slang that everybody was talking like him? There would be the girls. All the girls wanted to do him. Like, what is the... You did?
He definitely created slang.
Which one?
This, sorry, I'm trying to come home. Like, in this era with all of these rappers who...
What slang did he create?
Snitch. Sorry, I'm trying to come home. That's the acronym.
Snitch? That's an acronym?
Yes.
I don't even know nobody to even know the acronym.
Come on, Jim, for real.
But besides Pusha T, like, we can't forget the Clips. Like, the Clips was...
Nah, the Clips was... That's different.
Amazing group that
That's different. The Clips were dope. They had the record Grinding.
That Grinding.
What happened to that boy? Right? You dig? Like, so I'm not... It's not like I don't know the music. We're not going to sit here and say that, but the Clips and Pusha T, two different things.
I would think you would like Pusha, Jim.
I didn't say I don't.
I'm
like
him. He make great albums.
I never listened to one whole Pusha T album.
You got to listen to a Pusha album.
Nah, he makes music, man.
He does. He spit.
I've never listened to a whole Pusha T album. He just had an album that won a Grammy. Do y'all know any of the records on that album that won a Grammy?
He was nominated for a Grammy, yeah.
His last two albums were nominated for a Grammy.
Okay, cool. Do y'all know any records on these Grammy nominated?
Yes.
What?
The Diet Coke? Last album is Almost Dry.
Diet Coke.
Rampton Road. My Neck, My Wrist. What else
is
on that
listen
album?
To this out of your basement because I never hear it nowhere. You heard? Like, I never hear it nowhere. Like, no disrespect. Like, where, like, you dig? And, and let's get, like, people, don't crucify me because let's not make this about me and him because it's not about me and him. You heard? Because, you heard? Like, it's not about me and him. I'm just talking. This is why I don't want to do no more interviews. I don't want to do no more interviews, man.
What does the coffin mean, Jim? Let's just.
Man.
You have the logo for your label, right? The coffin?
Yeah, it's a local phone label.
Where?
Shout out to everybody out here that's a rapper, man. I mean, I'm not trying to diss nobody. I'm a bit of a comedian at times, so, man. So pardon me for that. It is what it is, man. Word. But just don't call my phone. This ain't the type of phone you want to call for any type of smoke. You heard? That shit is a smoke detector. You better leave that phone alone. You heard? You better continue to give me high fives when you see me. You heard? That's all I'm about is good energy. Let's continue to throw this love out there. You heard? Champagne. Toasters and all that. We all live a pretty good life, man. You heard?
One time Jim called me. I said something he didn't like. Jim was like, "What was that?"
Yo, and that's her.
I'm like, my bad. I can tell by things. Like, what was that?
Do not listen to him. Do not listen to him. I'm not the type of person. I'm a very loving person, man.
Years ago.
Now, Jim has done some wild stuff. I see Jim say, the first comedian to walk out the building. I said, damn. I said, I'm not walking out the building. He might think I'm a comedian.
Damn, man. I was terrible, man.
Jim said, what was that? You don't play with me like that. Because if you play with me like that, then everybody else going to think they're going to play with me like that. And I'm not going to play with none of y'all.
Dennis, then we got now we got a problem. Let me stop, man. Just God damn. I grew up hard, man. Got a part of me, man. But right now I'm in a place of love in my heart, and it kind of gets twisted when people ask me these difficult questions, and I don't know how to answer them. You know what I mean? That's so okay. Can we leave it at this? Just my opinion.
It absolutely is your opinion.
I don't want no Pusha T smoke. I don't want to end up in none of his raps. Oh, Jim, you dig? Nah,
you
dig? I say he's nice, right?
Dumb nice.
The boy know how to talk about some cocaine. You heard? He talking about Pablo numbers. You heard? Like, that boy talk about cocaine. You understand it? God damn it. I ain't even saying that he ain't nice.
Well, the album is out right now. Back in my prime. Make sure you pick it up. What you want to hear off the album? Let's play it now.
Shout out to Young Bird, one of the most incredible producers out there. I was very blessed to be able to do this album. Very dope album. Shout out to Chrissy. This album is pretty much written about her in so many different ways. I would say, let's go with Gunshot featuring Beam. But I thank y'all, man. I just want to tip my hat to y'all. Y'all keep doing things for us to look at and be inspired by y'all. BET move. Y'all are in a new building. Y'all got thrones that y'all sitting on. You know what I mean? What could be better than this? But I seen y'all grind the same same way y'all seen me grind and things like that from the beginning. I know things wasn't as good as it is now, right, coming up and things like that. But y'all continue to break down barriers inside of this journalism game, and when it comes to being on the radio and things like that and taking number one morning shows and tap yourself on the back sometime, man. You heard?
Christ.
Oh,
all
man,
right.
I appreciate y'all,
yes,
man.
Sir. All right, it's Jim Jones. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning on BET.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When it's time to get with someone special, the best way to do it is with Magnum large size condoms. That gold foil wrapper is a badge of honor, and it means you're protected. And you take care of things with comfort. Accept no substitutes. Bring the pleasure with the gold standard. Magnum, large size condoms.
Daddy calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. Now, this comes from a recent interview she did, and she was talking about her splitting the bills 50-50 with her husband. Let's listen.
That first sense of security and that the work is coming, and I just, as long as I keep knocking it out, there's going to be more, and there isn't this sort of sense of the rug is going could still be pulled out.
I struggle with that still, just because I think I just have more responsibilities, you know, for my money. It's weird to say I'm head of household, because in this household, we split everything 50-50. But in the other households that each of us have to support, it puts this, there's always this like gorilla on your back that it is like, you better work. You better work. Somebody might not eat. Come on, you better work. And it's hard. It's hard to let that go. So I'm working on that.
All right. So we're asking, what are your thoughts? And we got Tracy on the line. Tracy, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, bro. What's your thoughts, brother?
So my thoughts is this. If it's a regular couple and they both working jobs, I don't see nothing wrong with going 50-50. But if the woman's in like school or something like that, I understand a man paying the bills. But if the man's paying all the bills and the woman's not doing anything, how they ever going to get anywhere, like as far as investments and growing a better future for the family, leaving a legacy? How they going to get anywhere if they regular people and the man just spending all the money on the building?
This goes back to exactly what we was just talking about. You just said that woman's not doing nothing. But I guarantee you, if you go to that woman that hypothetical woman's house you're talking about, and you see all of the things that she does on the daily in that house, you would realize that nothing you're saying is a huge something.
Tracy, are you married, Tracy?
Nah, I'm not married. I'm not saying she's not doing nothing, but I'm saying with the money, what is she doing with the money? Well, yeah, no, listen to what I'm saying, though.
Okay.
With the money that she's saving, that she's not paying bills, I understand that she's being a mother, but with that money, what is she doing with that money that she's not spending?
Or I get what you're saying.
Is she putting it into investments for the family?
I get what you're saying.
Or, you know what I mean?
Oh, I thought you said she wasn't making no money. I thought you said she wasn't making no money.
So Tracy's saying if this 50-50 bills, what is she doing with her money? Is she just putting her money in her account and spending and buying bags, shoes, and going on trips with the girls, or is she taking that money and putting it back to the house or investing it or whatever it is? No, I agree. That's why I say you know, put it all into one pot, and it should be the household's money to, you know, to take care of the household bill, the kids and all that. I see what you're saying,
Facts.
Jason.
Facts.
Thank you, brother. Facts. Hello, who's this?
No problem.
Valencia.
Hey, Valencia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing good.
Bless
What's your
black
thoughts,
and highly favored.
Amen.
What's your thoughts?
So, on your topic, I don't think there's anything wrong with 50-50. I think the issue comes in where if Gabrielle feels like her money has to go to more places, maybe he should pay more. But I also feel like maybe she hasn't had a conversation about it.
Hmm. What do you mean her money has to go to other places? I mean, past relationships or parents or family or something like that?
No, in the interview, she said she feels like she has more households to contribute to. So she's constantly stressed about her money. So maybe it shouldn't be 50-50. Maybe he should take over more in their household.
I mean, I didn't see the interview, so I don't know what that means. But that could mean she'd be taking care of family.
That's what I was thinking.
You know what I'm saying? You're taking care of other family members. You know what I mean? Like, you could be taking care of your mom. You could be taking care of your pops, your grandma. I don't know her family situation. But that's what it sounds like.
But even in family situation, when it's ours, we both decide what goes to family members. You know what I mean?
All the time. Because there's family members that may ask my wife for money.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? There's family members that may ask me for money.
Correct.
You know, and those are conversations that we have.
It's usually simple because I ain't got it, but, you know. Hello, who's this?
Aaron from Jacksonville.
Hey, Aaron, good morning. Talk to us.
Hey, good morning, first and foremost, to both of you. Love the show.
Thank you, brother. What's your thoughts?
Hey, my thing is, like, you know, I've said this before, and this situation is a prime example of that. And, you know, women treat equality like it's a buffet that they can just pick and choose what they want out of. You know what I mean? It's basically like, you know, my money is our money, and our money is her. Well, you know what I mean? Like,
I got you.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's basically like I just think it's, you know, Gabrielle Union is justified.
Okay. I don't have a problem with it. Gabrielle Union makes money. Dwayne Wade makes money. If she chooses to be 50-50, that's fine. You know what I mean? I don't have a problem with it. And I agree with what he's saying, because this is one of those situations women want to scream independence and, you know, they got their own. But then when you hear a situation like this, you're like, well, how come he ain't paying all the bills when he got all the money?
Right.
Like, maybe because Gabrielle don't want him to.
Pam, good morning, Pam.
Hey, what's up, DJ Envy?
How you feeling?
The Breakfast Club. I'm doing good. How are you?
What's
good,
up, Pam?
What's your thoughts, Pam?
All right. So this is what it is. I used to do the 50-50. And then I heard one of my pastors say one day that the breadwinner, and typically it's men in a relationship, that's just the fact, it should really be split like a 70-30 situation. And here's why. Men don't typically do half of the laundry. They don't typically do half of the cooking. And so it shouldn't be a case where a woman should really basically never have to split the bills in half.
You probably didn't hear us because you might have just been joining us, but we said the same thing. I'm like, yo, if you could calculate all of the things that women do in a house,
correct,
from being a mom, a nurse,
cooking, the laundry,
the laundry, the cleaning, just putting the kids to bed, all of these different things that women do, the scale would be tipped tremendously towards the woman if there was a percentage of who provided what.
You know what? Y'all are a set of good men up there. I'm glad y'all see that. Your wives, they have done well for themselves.
Oh, thank you. Now, see, that's a compliment.
Now, I wouldn't listen to everything the pastor says all the time. So if the pastor tells you, you know, you should, you know, sometimes.
First of all, I don't like how you just sped past that compliment. Okay.
What?
That woman said that our wives are blessed and privileged to have men like us. That's what I heard.
No, that's what you heard?
That's exactly what I said, because you recognize the value and the worth of a woman and what she contributes to the household. That's absolutely fact.
That's a fact.
We like you, Pam.
I like y'all, too. Y'all have a good day.
Have a great day, Pam. Yeah, I'm not mad at it. And you know, we was talking about something earlier too. What's in regards to like family members, when they ask us for money, like my people might ask me for money, or they might ask my wife for money.
Yep.
My wife is the no person.
Oh, I'm the
sucker. Oh, my wife is the no person. My wife, no. For it don't matter who it is. My even if it's people on my side of the family, tell them to talk to me.
See,
she's the no person.
See, this is the good thing. See, you gotta. It's like you gotta go through my mom and pops, right?
Mm-hmm.
My mom and pops kind of handle my finances, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning they look at it like you work hard. Nobody else works hard but you.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't gonna lend no money.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom and pops be like, no. Like before any family member, if they, you know, sometimes a family member like, let me talk to you in the garage. Let me talk to you in this room over here.
Yeah, yeah.
My pops come right with me. No,
absolutely.
No, but that's mom and pops.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is do what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I really don't like this conversation about percentages. You know what I mean? Because like we've been saying all morning, if you really broke it down and calculated what each person does in their respective roles, if you look at all the things a woman does to make our lives easier, oh my God, it would not be 50-50. It'd be like 70-30, 80-20 geared towards the woman.
Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We got a special guest in the building.
Special guest.
Family.
Host. Thank you. I'm trying to be an honorary member of the Breakfast Club.
You got Tiana too many Taylor jobs already, Tiana Taylor.
Where's my throne? Why you got me in this regular work chair?
What you mean? Because you're one of the hardest working women in show business.
There you go.
Exactly. Why I need to be in a throne.
How does it feel to be in front of the camera now with 1,001?
Ooh, it feel good. You know, I hadn't been in front in a minute. You know, I had kind of took some time to get behind the lens and just help people, like, get their visions out. And, you know, it felt good to be in front of the lens doing, like, what I actually really want to do, you know, which is a really, really dramatic role, a really heavy role, something I always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, break down the movie for people that don't know what this movie is about.
You know, I want to say that the movie is really... It's a love letter, you know, to just all moms, single moms, that's just like trying to navigate this thing that we call life, mm-hmm. you know, especially Black women. And for me, I feel like we're not protected enough. Mm-hmm. We're not appreciated enough. We're not loved enough. You know, our strength is constantly used against us. You mm-hmm. know, like we're forced to be strong women, but it's not by choice. And then it's just like it's beneficial to others when it's time for us to show up and time for us to show strength to others. But when we show up for ourselves or we, you know, we're strong, it's an issue. So it's kind of like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. And I think that, you know, this movie shines a light on a woman who is strong, like, you mm-hmm. know, everyday woman and just the struggle that Black women go through, you know. And I think it's a really eye-opening film for the world to see.
And that what interested you about the role? Like,
absolutely.
Okay.
With Inez, when I first read it, I really connected with her instantly. You know, me coming from just retiring, because this was the first project I took on since my retirement. Mm-hmm. So, you know, coming from a place where I felt undervalued or, you know, unappreciated, mm-hmm. or almost even invisible or maybe unheard, that was her same struggle. It may not have been the same reasons, but we had the mm-hmm. same struggles, you know? And, you know, Inez was really an outlet for me. I want to say therapeutic, you know? You and I spoke when I came the last time, and he was like, yo, you like literally one of the most sane artists in the industry. Like, how do you do that? And I think for a long time, I just keep a lot of things bottled in, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm so busy. I just keep it pushing. You know, that's the mm-hmm. hustle in me. Like, yeah, that shit happened, mm-hmm. but I got to keep it rocking. I got to keep it pushing. And I think that with Inez, I was finally able to let all those years of, like, whatever, you know, quiet battles I was fighting, dealing with postpartum depression, coming back home to film such a heavy role and having to go to funerals during my lunch breaks. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. So mm-hmm. it was like I had to pour all of that into Inez, and you know, she was that outlet of like, oh my God, I can finally like throw my cape off from being mm-hmm. super mom, being super wife, being you know, super director, super mm-hmm. artist, you know what I'm saying, and get to just finally have a moment of weakness. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Like, be weak for once and mm-hmm. it be considered art.
Mm. It's dope because y'all take it back to the 90s era where, I mean, from everything in that movie, from the cars to the clothes to you know, the music to, I mean, Angie Martinez was on the other station during that, right? She was on the other station. So how was that? And
she,
how
she had one slip up though.
What?
You must have been ad-libbing. When you said, talk to me nice.
Yeah, you did say talk to me
nice. Nobody
saying
that in the 90s.
When they were playing baseball, you know, yeah, you said talk to me nice.
You know what's crazy? Because only ghetto New York people took the talk to me nice in that way. I didn't even go in front.
That's how I took it. Talk to me nice.
But what? Technically, I'm your mother. Talk to me nice.
Nah,
you
know,
Nah, B.
Talk to me nice.
So how involved were you with doing some of that? Because I know sometimes you love that era as well.
Yeah, y'all know I'm like obsessed with that era. You know, it's also crazy to look back at it because to have to step into the era now as an adult, not only as an adult, but as a mother, is crazy because in 96, I was little Terry's age. I was six, mm-hmm. you know, not understanding or all the way processing what was going on in, you know, the city around me, the world around me, you know. So to kind of like go back and relive some of those moments as an adult, one was pretty cool because, you know, I always wanted to be in that era. I'm always like, ah. This effort don't deserve me. I need to go to the 90s. I should have been like 17, 18 in the mm-hmm. 90s. So, you know, it was dope to go back. But it was also emotional because it made you, like, realize how much of that is now gone. How much of that have been erased? That vibrance, the color, that mom and pop feeling, like when you used to walk on a block and you know everybody, the sprinklers is out. You know, we lost a lot of that to gentrification and different things like
that.
And it's just like, yeah, and it's just like, you know, to evolve is amazing, of course. But when you want our city and our community to evolve and not have us included, and you pushing us out, it's not beneficial. So all the glass, all the gray, less brick. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's cool and all for their aesthetic, but it's like, y'all pushing my people out. You feel what I'm saying?
You never wanted to get married on a brownstone in Harlem? Because that when I seen it, I'm like, that is Tiana.
You know what's crazy? It makes sense, though. Me and Iman got married in Cleveland, like, right in front of our bathroom where we had Junie. That was the closest thing, because he was playing for the Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, you know, we hood. So I could see myself doing that.
And how was he during the time? How was he during the time when you say you were depressed and you wanted to retire and you felt like people didn't appreciate and respect you? Because that's the main support. Yeah, of course, Mom Dukes and your hubby.
Honestly, it was the hardest for my closest, whether it was my mom, my husband, my friends, my pops. It was my pops is reckless. He like me, so he like, man, fuck that shit. If you don't want to do it, you ain't gotta do that. Yeah, Bo Money, I love that. He's like, Team Tiana, like, I'm riding with you. You know what I'm saying? Of course, he's going to always give me his honest opinion.
That's dads, though.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you need that balance. You need that one that's like, yeah, all right, well, cool. We out. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you got Mom and my husband, where they're literally my biggest fans. So to them, I'm like the greatest person in the world. So they can't really see, and they hear me. Don't get me wrong. I cry in their arms like they're there 100%. But they want me to, like, you know, keep pushing. But the great thing about it is that support is going to always be there. And like I said, you need that balance, and nobody's going to ever really see what you see or feel, you know, what you feel. So like when I came out and retired, like I locked myself in a room, like nobody even knew I was doing it. But I had hinted toward it, like, yo, I think I'm ready, da da da. And it was kind of like, no, Tiana, you too fire for all that. Mm-hmm. And then one day I'm like, you know what? I got to do what I got to do. Mm-hmm. And I walked into a room and I went live, and all my family watching from a different room and didn't even know that I was going live to do it. But it was something that I needed to do for me. You know, like, I didn't need any other outside noise, even from the closest people to me. I didn't need that. I needed to go and, like, follow my heart, you know, and follow what I felt like my higher path was, which wound up being one of the best decisions in my life. Because, you know, for a minute, everything was like, the music was the end all be all. But like, nah, this gotta hold off, cause like when this album drop, you know how that music go, and it kinda takes up a lot of your world, you know. And I was ready to do other things that I love, that I felt like had been put on a back burner, you know. And I feel like I was ready for this moment. I had done a lot of movies already, but it was always like dance movies, or like I was the sexy girl, I was the hot girl. And it was like, nah, like I'm ready to evolve. I'm ready to really bask, you know, in my true journey.
All right, we got more with Tiana Taylor. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Tiana Taylor. Now, you said underappreciated, right?
Yeah.
Who made you feel that way, right? Because if you look at the music, your fans supported you, right? All your shows were sold out. I mean, you had a good time on shows, and you have so many people that come support you. So what made you feel underappreciated? Like, what accolades? Because you were sold out. People loved you. Nobody ever came. Everybody said that your music was trash. They loved your music. So what was it?
But, like, just imagine, like, if all of that was happening with nothing, imagine all of that with the proper push, proper promo, proper machine, doing what they have to do for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been it me I, it's like I was just signed to a regular label. I've been in positions and around people that could really make shit go, you know what I'm saying? And we've even spoken about it, like, you know, that time me as an artist deserved way more.
Absolutely.
You know, the sold out shows was the hard work that I put in, and I feel like it was almost like that core fan base that just kind of always stayed with me. But it is hurtful to hear, like, yo, like, I just wish, you know, she had a bigger push. Like, you know, it's just it's a lot of different things. I remember when I put out Gonna Love Me Damn Near Independently, I called Charlamagne. I'm like, yo, I got this remix with Wu-Tang. Yep. We dropping this shit.
What are we doing?
What we doing? Exactly. And at that point, I couldn't even really get cleared for a video budget, you know? And I remember when we put that out, they wound up clearing me for a little video budget. It was something small. But like that one small yes, though, which I'm still grateful for, because that one small yes opened up the door for bigger budgets. And when it was time to do my other videos, and that's when I really got into my directing heavy, because I knew that I was able to, you know, tell a story.
It's crazy, though, because there's probably artists who might have went platinum, double platinum, whatever, but they don't get the respect you deserve. Like, people don't look at them and be like, oh, that's a talented person.
Yeah, but it was also from peers, too. Mm-hmm. You got to understand, one thing y'all know about Tiana, and this is why I see so much of myself in Inez, is Tiana shows up for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Whether it's through radio.
That's real.
You know, other singers, rappers, whether I'm doing people's video, I'm styling people, I'm creative directing. Like, I show up for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of still trying to be an artist myself, which is hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel like, nah, it's either me or it's either them. And, you know, I've been very selfless within my career. And, you know, a lot of me showing up just wasn't being reciprocated. So that was the part of feeling unappreciated. You know what I'm saying? And you know, just feeling like, damn, it could be more. Like, I'm literally doing everything for everybody. I'm being sucked dry of my creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And when I need some watering, you know, it ain't no more water left in the bottle. Or it's quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody need everything from me, and I do it.
How much did you drain of yourself, though?
A lot. My cup was empty. By the time I finally got on live and said I'm going to retire, I was empty. I was empty. And I remember really just asking God, like, okay, what is my higher purpose? Like, what do you want me to do? What is my job so I can get that done, you know? And I realized, because I've always been a helpful person since I was 15, I've been choreographing, creative directing, styling, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, for me, I have a real love of helping other artists and helping develop other artists. I think that's why I was hurtful, like when you see a lot of people that you work with not really reciprocate the love. I seen more love after I retired than I did before I retired.
She's not a threat no more. She's gone.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, you was such an inspiration, da da da. And it's just like, baby, but where was that when I asked you to get on this record? Or where was this when I, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was just, you know, but me, you know, I keep it graceful. Like, it's no reason to be upset about things that you cannot control. You got to keep it pushing. And that's what I did. I made myself a Glade plug-in. Like, why only be plugged in the bathroom? Yeah, I'm a Glade plug-in. Why only be plugged in the bathroom when I can smell the fruits of my labor all throughout the house? Plug me anywhere you see a socket, I'm plugged. That's it, you feel me? But that's when you could just smell, you start smelling your own roses, and you ain't gotta look for anybody else to do that for you. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I am, you know, where I am now. And I was able to pour all of those no's, all of the pain, all of the hurt into this one yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I had a point to prove, and I knew that I was willing to do the work.
How nerve-wracking was shooting this movie? Because you don't have a part in the movie. The movie is all about you. So it's so many different emotions. How nervous did you get with filming that, and how long did it take to prepare?
Oh my God. Honestly, me and AV, the writer and director, we did a lot of layering with Inez, and we color coordinated her layers. So like pink was for vulnerability, and blue may have been for her inner child. And I'm sorry, blue may have been for her being cold. Green may have been for her inner child, and red may have been for her anger. So by the time we got done workshopping, I had a rainbow script, you know, so I was able to know what emotion to jump in. It was a perfect shorthand for us to kind of like, okay, we on set, and this scene, you may be blue and pink today. So then you see the scene with the cup of noodles, how I'm able to laugh but like cry, man, at the same time.
That was some good ass acting.
No, for real, like, go that
had the noodles
layer
hanging out your mouth.
For real, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's crazy because I want to say I shot that scene coming straight from my lunch break, but during my lunch break I had just attended a funeral.
Damn.
So I wasn't nervous. Remember, I told you earlier, Inez was my outlet. She was my therapy. You know, and I know you're big on mental health and different things like that. So, you know, I was using Inez to cry out loud, because I knew that once AV yelled cut, get home at the end of the day and really throw that cape back on. The same thing that Batman do when he go home, he take his cape off, he may be bruised up.
You know, when you say that, when I hear that, I'll be like, man, like, what I want to do is, how do we help black women not always have to put the cape on?
Exactly.
Like, if you don't want to put the cape on.
And I mentioned that earlier, like, we're strong, and 90 9% of the time, it is not by choice. So, yeah, it may look good. Yeah, she's a strong black woman. That's why I said to be Inez and to be weak for 12 hours was the most amazing feeling. When I say weak, I don't mean like literally weak.
I get what you're saying.
But just to have a moment of weakness, to just be able to exhale.
Wow.
You know, like that is a lot because we are forced to be strong until it's against. We're forced to be strong for others until it's time to be strong for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's why I could connect with Inez. It wasn't a bit of nervousness in my heart to play Inez because I knew I had a story to tell through Inez and Inez had a story to tell through me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was in her skin. We were like two souls in one body.
What was the most difficult part of that movie, if there was any? You know,
wasn't eating them noodles, I'll tell you that much.
We've seen so much.
You was hungry when you ate them noodles.
We seen you doing the hair. Yeah. We seen
and
you
that was hella acting
yelling.
Too, because them noodles was cold.
For real?
Yeah, but it looked like it was hot, huh? Yeah. Yeah.
What was the most difficult part, if any?
The most difficult part was, I think, raising my three sons. And, you know, acting out the different layers of Inez because we don't shoot in order. So like one day I'm 22-year-old vibrant Inez, thick ass accent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, next day I'm 34-year-old Inez, barely got a voice. But it was really eye opening to see what a single mother go through because being a mom is the biggest job. Even with a partner, even with a husband, it's the biggest job. Especially women with girls. You know, it's harder because they're mommy girls and they want to do what mommy's doing. And, you know, it's a bigger job. It's the biggest job. I don't care what nobody says. It's the biggest job.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, don't move. We got more with Teyana Taylor. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Teyana Taylor. Charlamagne?
When you, in the movie, there's a point where that she has to let her son go, right?
Yeah.
Did that make you think about, you know, at some point you're going to have to let your daughters go and figure
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I think about that often. Mm-hmm. And Junie's only 7 and Rue's only 3 and I'm just like,
uh-uh. Uh-uh, I'm with you.
Right, yeah, I'm like, uh-uh, I don't like that. That's why I'm like trying to give them that independence to be able to express themselves, that freedom, you know, that because kids need that too and people think because they're kids they're not allowed to express themselves and have feelings and I want them to because when you do get older, I want you to feel like you don't gotta leave me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's how
you know,
I feel.
I didn't tell mommy anything. Da 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 da. You know, shoot.
You can stay here for as long as you want.
As long as you want, ain't no rush.
I was gonna ask you. There was one part where you push your friend's moms.
Yeah.
She should have beat you up though. She definitely. You talk
Inez
to her mom like that.
Definitely should not have pushed her. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have done nothing like that. However, you are not going to call me a streetwalker. I think it was really hurtful.
It was in her house.
Trying to do right. I literally came in from finding work and you down my throat. I remember I was crying at first. I'm like, yo, can you at least acknowledge me? Trying to have that moment of vulnerability.
Yeah.
This is the point. This is the problem now. We're too forced into having to go into survival mode.
I agree.
Because she was vulnerable before she went into survival mode. And it was, once again, it was not the right decision at all. It wasn't the right thing to do. But her head just wasn't in that space. She was in survival mode. She had never been love. She never had a mom. She never been seen. She don't know. You know, people say act like you got no damn home training. She literally don't.
Mm-hmm.
She has no home to train in.
Right. But that's what I say. You shouldn't judge people based off what they do in survival mode.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I was gonna ask. So, are you done with reality TV? That's done because I know one time your family was on reality TV and we got to see it inside.
Twice. Yeah, with VH1 and E. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it, but this time if I do it, it's gonna be on my own.
You gonna EP it?
Yeah, my own network. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it's just, we busy in real life. Majority of the times, people don't even see me and Iman together. Like, he's literally in Chicago doing the show. I'm literally out here doing the press run. Like, we are, like, literally, fame aside, we are that family that's literally a working family, including Junie. You see, she got billboards. You're like, we're literally a working family, you know? So it's like, for reality TV, even though they say it's your reality, and I loved working with both VH1 and E, and they loved us, you know, and I appreciate their support. Even to this day, they always showing love. But even within reality, it's still not really a reality if it's a certain type of schedule, you know? And due to COVID, made it hard, too. Like, they can't just come on my movie set. You know what I'm saying? They can't just come on a set of The Shy. Like, it was really tough. So it's almost like we were in a relationship with them. It's like, well, when y'all gonna make time for us? You know, and it's just like, we gotta do the things that make y'all love us to wanna be able to follow our life.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, we got a family to raise. So I think it was just like a clash in scheduling. And honestly, with working with the I wanna really make sure I got the space and opportunity to really give them that. Like, I feel like we wasn't able to, like, give them all of us, you know, even just the bare minimum. We weren't able to, like, give them. Look how many people love the show. Imagine they would have had 100% of the Shumper. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just like, we were just extremely busy. We were never in the same place. So even that cost a lot of money. To send a camera crew with Iman, send a camera crew with me, to send a camera crew with my mom when she got to take Junie to her job because I got to work over here. Like, that shit is a lot. And doing it through COVID was the craziest. So it's like, I loved it, though.
I don't want to see you do reality TV. I want to see Teyana Taylor in front of the camera, and I want to see her with big budget shoot.
And that's why we have to make executive decisions. And you see, that's what I'm doing right now. Once again, just like music, just putting certain things on a standstill. And I look at all these different things like college, you know. It'll always be there for you when you're ready, no matter what age. I can make a beautiful song at 60. You know what I'm saying? I can make a reality. I can come back at any time. But right now, I want to focus on where I'm loved, where I'm appreciated, where I'm seen, and where I'm heard. And I feel like mentally, emotionally, I was really heard through this movie. So to honestly get all the support and love from this is amazing.
What does success look like for you when it comes to 1001?
It looked like this. For me, you know, I don't require a lot. You know, I think the awards and being rewarded is amazing, but the biggest reward is the prayers that are answered, the blessings, you know, to be able to go from a lot of no's to one little yes that would change your world is enough for me, you know? So like the Oscar buzz, and if there is an Oscar nomination in the future or any award nomination in the future, I'm grateful for that. And of course we want to, you know, manifest it and claim it, but like, that's not really like my headspace. My headspace is that I was able to, one, get this therapy, very much needed therapy, very much needed healing, and being able to really show what I can do. And now they're no longer hitting the snooze button. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's woke, and I love that.
I know you got to go, but just got to ask, White Man Can't Jump.
Yes.
What's your part in there?
I am Cinqua's wife. I'm the lead's wife. Runaway girl, you know, just
you don't play no ball, because we've seen how you almost did Justin Bieber in that celebrity basketball game.
Yeah, no, I'm not playing no ball. And I'm doing hair out of my house. Like, real, just like day one, down ass wife, just raising our son, trying to get it popping. So I'm even excited about that, because it's like three different roles. I have another movie coming out too.
They're not going to have you doing hair in every movie either.
That was a kawinky-dink. That was a kawinky-dink, yeah. But it's really cute, because it's two different characters, you know what I'm saying? But it's three movies. It's 1001, White Man Can't Jump, and A Book of Clarence, which is a biblical film.
Ooh.
September 22nd.
You're not doing hair in that one.
No.
With you.
I'm not doing hair. But
if you're doing hair in a biblical movie, that's crazy.
It's a wrap. Like, hey, yo, Jesus, come here, let me get those edges. It's like, that's crazy. It's like a biblical movie for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I think it's really dope, because look at that timing. Like, I shot all three of these movies in different times, and they're all coming out in the same year. 1001, Friday. White Man Can't Jump, May 19th. Book of Clarence, September 22nd. So not only am I doing what I love, but I'm showing range now.
Word.
Like, it's really, like, you cannot go back to sleep. It's no sleep.
Gotcha. Last question.
Prepare to be tired.
After you started doing the therapy and got the healing, is that when everything started to open up? Like, even career-wise?
Well, that's hard to say, because I never had real therapy. My therapy was through Inez.
She
stepped
through this character.
Gotcha. I had 12 hours of therapy for 6 weeks.
He don't be listening.
Yeah, he don't. It's okay.
What you mean?
You be listening. He's just intuitive. You know, he just want to know. More in depth. I had started my healing journey when I decided to retire. That's what I'm saying. Like, you see, I retired with grace. I wasn't upset. I wasn't angry. I wasn't mad at anyone. Like, you know me, I be chilling. I just needed to get that out. So it wouldn't be like, oh, why she not putting out music? Why she not? Da, da, da. I'm going to let y'all know what it is. So when I am doing everything else in this world, you know what it's for. You know what that fight is for. You know what I'm saying? You know what that extra push is for, that extra grind. You know, like, that's just me. So it's like, you know, I had already started my process. And the moment I decided to keep that door cracked and allow myself to continue to open doors until I found a master key, that was my healing. You know, knowing that every single door on this floor is for me. I just got to find the key to open it. And I started finding the master key to put into the master lock. to unlock it.
Are you unretired? You're going to start doing music again, or we're not there yet?
Well, baby, let me get my Oscar first. I might get an Oscar before a Grammy.
All right.
Tiana
Taylor at the Oscars with Tim's on. Oh, I'd love to see
fire,
that.
Right?
Oh, my God.
With the suit.
Ooh.
And some Tim's, some butters.
Ooh.
It's up.
Ooh. Let's put that in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Even though we don't need those awards for
that's
validation.
Right.
Exactly.
I would like to see that.
Yes.
You know?
All right.
Hopefully we go to EGOT God status. Like maybe it might take for me to get the Oscar to be like, you know, let me do this album so I can go and get this
EGOT.
Grammy. You know what I'm saying?
Got
like
you. I got you.
God's plan is the best plan. You never know how it's gonna unfold.
Hello.
All right.
Trust
well,
in him.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. The new movie, 1001.
Yes.
Make sure you go see it. And thank you, Tiana, for joining us.
All right now.
Tiana Taylor.
Yeah.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When you're a business owner and you're juggling a lot of things, you need a team of people to keep your business running successfully. How do you find and hire the right people? ZipRecruiter. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth, so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Was donkey up the day.
Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for donkey of the day.
I'm not trying to be donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called donkey of the day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlemagne. Who got the donkey of the day today?
Well, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day, which was a double donkey. It goes to 38-year-old Keith Chastain and the Clovis Police Department. It comes a point in time in life where we all must remember it takes two. Okay? Two.
All right, kids, gather around. Your Uncle Charlotte would like to tell you about some things that have been going on since the 1900s, okay? One of those things is the saying, it takes two, okay? Or it takes two to tango. That means that a situation or argument involves two people and they are both therefore responsible for it. I repeat, it takes two to tango means that a situation or argument involves two people and they are both therefore responsible for it. It Takes Two is also a classic hip hop record that will make anyone with a soul who grew up in the 1900s and 80s lose their mind. Okay. The reason I am giving you this history lesson today is because in this donkey that I'm delivering, it absolutely took two. All right. See, Keith was arrested 10 times in 1 month. I repeat, Keith Chastain was arrested 10 times in 1 month. See, y'all think I'd be lying. Let's go to Fox 26 News for the report, please.
Local law enforcement agencies say they are very familiar with 38-year-old Keith Chastain, who has been booked in Fresno County Jail not once, not twice, but 10 times in the last 31 days.
Lord have mercy.
Chastain is from Fresno and is currently facing 18 felonies and 15 misdemeanors from his recent arrests, according to Clovis Police Department. His charges include stealing 6 vehicles, a DUI, vandalism, fraud, possession of controlled substance, and more. Clovis Police Department alone says it has arrested Chastain 6 times in the last month. Around 9:30 Tuesday morning, Clovis police received a call about a stolen truck that Chastain was suspected of driving. Police say an officer found the stolen truck driving in Old Town Clovis and followed it until more officers arrived. Officers pulled Chastain over in front of Clovis Police Department and arrested him without incident. Police say he was the only person in the stolen truck and happened to be on his way to pick up his personal property from Clovis Police Department from the last time he was arrested.
Mm.
Mind you, he was in a stolen vehicle.
Mm. Now, as you just heard, Keith Chastain was arrested 10 times by Clovis police. 6 times, okay? 6 times by Clovis police and 4 times by other agencies. He was in a stolen vehicle on the way to pick up his items from the jail,
mm-mm-mm,
okay? Now, if he had gotten locked up by different agencies once or twice, I would understand. But if you get locked up by the same agency, the Clovis Police Department, 6 times... 6 times. At what point does it become the police department's fault as well for constantly letting you out? At what point does it become a judge's fault for constantly granting you bail? He's facing 18 felonies and 15 misdemeanors with charges including stealing 6 vehicles, DUI, vandalism, fraud, possession of a controlled substance, and a whole lot more. At some point, maybe after arrest number 3, possibly after arrest number 5, surely at arrest number 6, someone at the Clovis Police Department has to say, no need to let this man out because he's just going to come right back. Okay, if the Clovis Police Department had a customer loyalty program like Starbucks or Subway or Sephora, this man, Keith, would get his 10th arrest for free. Okay, get arrested 9 times, get your 10th arrest for free. Clearly, this man has a boyfriend behind those walls. Either that or he likes the food. Okay, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And this man, Keith, has shown us he's a serial criminal. Okay, so give him what he wants. And what he wants is clearly zero bond. 10 arrests in 31 days. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So yes, Keith is insane because he keeps committing crimes and the same crimes and getting locked up. And the Clovis Police Department is insane because they keep locking Keith up for these crimes, the same crimes, and letting him out. They both are to blame. So please give Keith Chastain a he and give the Clovis Police Department a ha together, because it takes two to give them the biggest hee-haw. This man wrote his name in jail, yo. That's why they say don't write your name. They say don't write your name on the walls in jail. You keep coming back to that jail.
Jesus.
The Breakfast Club.
That time again!
Ask Charlamagne and DJ Envy anything.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, roll.
It's time to
Morning,
ask C&E.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask C&E if you need relationship advice. And who do we have on the line? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your name?
Renita.
What's the matter, Renita? Why you sound so upset, mama?
My boyfriend and I, we live together, but he decided he does not want to be in a relationship with me anymore. But we still live together. We have to coexist. He doesn't drive to work. I drive him to work every morning.
Oh, that has to stop. He broke up with you. And now he still wants the benefits of being able to sleep with you and get your car and be able to use your car and use your lights and your electricity and all of that?
Yeah.
Nah, that got to stop right there, mama.
He doesn't have a driver's license or a drive, so I would feel bad if he...
Does he feel bad when he just broke your heart and broke up with you and said he don't want to be with you no more? Did he feel bad?
He don't like your driving. That's why he broke up with you. That's what it is. He don't like your driving.
No, I even...
Call him on three-way. Call him on three-way right now. Call him on three-way.
Yeah, word.
I don't care.
Okay, call him on three-way. Let's see if he answers. What's his name?
Let me see if he'll pick up.
He'll pick up.
Call him on three-way.
Yeah, yes. Let's call him on three-way.
If he don't pick up, he don't love you. What kind of job you got? Oh, she must be calling.
Hello. We are not available now. Please leave your name and...
He didn't pick up.
So what do you want us to do?
I just want advice. Like, y'all think I should stop driving him to work and... We have to live together.
Yes.
We're on the lease together.
Yes.
You're not going to listen. You love that man. You ain't going nowhere. That PP too good. Y'all been having too much unprotected sex. You ain't ready to walk yet.
It's a 5-year relationship, so I don't want to leave.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, right now he's just using you. The fact that he broke up with you, he could still sleep with you. He could still use you to take him around. You got to stop that. You got to let him know, like, look, like, oh, if it's over, it's over. I'm not driving you around. I'm not doing that no more. You find your new bitch to drive you
now
around.
That I agree with. You got to set boundaries. And being that he don't want to be your man, is certain perks he don't get. So you can't be his Uber no more.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? You can't give him the poom poom on demand no more. You know what
don't
I mean?
Don't cook for him. None of that stuff. He got to do all that on his own.
Treat him like a roommate.
That's right.
That's it. Tell him, so I guess we roommates now. So treat him like a roommate. I don't have sex with my roommates.
Either. He got to sleep on the couch. He can't sleep with you in the same bed.
I don't drive my roommates to work. Sorry.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
You ain't going to listen. You're going to sleep with him tonight.
You better listen.
No.
Watch.
I'm listening.
All right, mama.
You're going to sleep with him tonight. Don't lie.
Good luck.
No, I'm going to listen.
All right.
Well, give us. I want you to call us back next week and tell us how this went.
Please. Now, hello. Who's this?
It's Erin.
Hey, mama, what's up? Ask C&E.
Yes, I have a question. I want to know, do I have a right to be mad or am I being petty? Me and my fiance, we've been together for 5 years, and we spend literally every single holiday together. Like, we don't even have to have a conversation about it. It's just automatic.
Mm-hmm.
But this year for Easter, he just told me 2 days ago that he was going to church and then work.
Without you?
And it's like very last minute.
so he told you.
He's very organized, very prompt. He is very, very organized.
How long y'all been together?
5 years.
Five years.
So wait a minute. So he said he's going to church and going to work, hanging out with his family, and didn't tell you and invite you?
Yes. I was talking about it the other day, trying to see what I was going to wear to church, and he was like, oh, no, I'm going to church, and then I'm going to work.
Well, damn. Listen, he's doing something he really shouldn't be doing right now. He's breaking a rule. A rule is spending holidays with his side chicks. His side chick invited him to church on Sunday, and he's going with her.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It sounds kind of odd that he's not taking you to church and not taking you to work when you've been together 5 years. You've been doing everything with him, and now all of a sudden he doesn't want to go with you. I'm sorry to say that. He might have another family on the side, Mom.
No, I don't think he got another family because y'all been together 5 years. But he has been with this side chick for way too long, and he's getting too close to her, and he's going with her to church on Sunday.
You go to church on Sunday. You make sure you take your ass to church with him on Sunday.
And you're going to find him Easter egg hunting with another family, and you're going to have a fit.
But he don't want me to come.
Well, you better go.
What that mean?
You got a car.
I don't know.
You got Uber.
Yes.
You got money. You better pop up at that church. If you know what I know.
That's right. Pop up at that church the way Jesus popped up on Resurrection Sunday.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, and tell us how it works out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, see that? We helping lives.
I love it.
Ask C&E. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's that time again!
Ask Charlamagne and DJ Envy anything.
Pick it up.
It's time to ask C&E.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy. Charlamagne the guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask C&E. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is
CC. Hey, CC. What's your question for C&E?
Say.
What's up, y'all? I made it through the other day, and the phone got disconnected. I just want to let y'all know that. So
okay.
I guess I'll ask y'all about the topic we discussed the other day, because I was saying that I feel like I have not been dated the way that I feel like I should.
Oh, I remember you. You said you wanted to go to McDonald's and
Somewhere else.
McDonald's, yeah.
Oh, you said you about to take me to Cracker Barrel, and I told you you could at least offer something.
Because you started the bidding at McDonald's.
You did start the bid at McDonald's, and I told you need better for yourself.
That was that lady. Her cousin tried to hook up with.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Don't put me on that scale, y'all.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, what's your question, Mama? What's your question?
My question is, how do you like put up a bar to basically stop harnessing people's potential when they're not good for you? Like, it's basically toxic, but you feel like you see good in them, so you stick around because you want to nurture the good in them.
Man.
How do you change your frame of thinking, or what makes you snap out of that?
You start off by looking in the mirror and saying, nigga, please. And you remember one thing, just because somebody does something good for you doesn't mean they are good for you. So I don't know about that whole I see the good in them, but you know
them.
But they're not good to me. Like, no, if they're not good to you, they're not good. Yeah, bye.
Sometimes it's as easy as letting it go.
That's a common situation though. That's common where people will basically settle, and I guess that is truly like just settling, and they know they need more, or they know they're worth more.
Why are you settling, boo?
Yeah, you don't have to settle.
I don't know. I think I feel like a lot of times with me, I work a lot, a whole lot, like an average of like 62 hours a week. And I don't go many places to like really meet many faces. So when I do come in contact with somebody and I feel like I like them, which is rare for me to do, like absolutely like somebody like that.
Oh, Lord.
I would just tell you, Mama, you never have to settle. You shouldn't have to settle, because if you're settling, it's you're always... letting things go.
She ain't being honest with me.
Somebody else, huh?
She ain't telling us about how good the penis is. That's all this is about. This man is knocking you. This man got your toes curling. Yes, it is.
I know what I got.
Huh?
I know what I got. So it's not about the penis.
I don't believe you.
Definitely not about the penis.
So,
you don't have to believe me, baby. Well,
is the penis good?
I mean, I've had a few good penises in my life.
I ain't ask you that. I said, is this one good?
Oh, I ain't got one right now.
So what is she talking about?
I've settled, okay? I'm not settling right now, but I want to avoid settling.
But you settled in the past. And Charlamagne was saying you can't let the penis talk for you. You can't let it be all about the penis. It has to be about the person. And don't try to change somebody. If they show you who you are, believe them. It's not about the penis.
People always want to get mad at persons, places, and things, but they don't never mention penises. All right? Penises is
it's
in the mix here.
Penis. Why you want to talk about penis? It ain't about the penis with me, okay? I'm not a penis-type person because I know my skill set. Therefore, any penis that comes in contact with me is going to have good.
Okay.
But we just making sure that you're just not settling for the penis, because you said you're settling. And if you're settling, there got to be a reason why you're settling. If they're not treating you well and it ain't the penis, then what is it?
Sometimes, I don't know. I feel like if there are certain things within them that I haven't gotten from somewhere else, I feel like that's a relatability and I kind of stick around to see where it goes. Then it'll go too far. My heart is kind of in it. At that point in time, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. No,
and then you don't want to let go. I get it. Like, you put your heart into it, and then you feel like you're connected to the person, and you love them, and you feel like if you let them go, it's like, you know, it's
they last
thing. Right. But
the man probably got a good jaw game, so you don't want to just let that go away to somebody else.
No, honestly, I feel like a lot of men lack in that department, even though they might feel like they
want it. I got you. Charlamagne understands that. But what I would do is like what we said from the door. I mean, from the door, if you feel like you have to change somebody to make them better, you might not have to put that work in. You might want to try to find somebody that's already done the work on themselves. Because a lot of times these brothers haven't done the work on themselves, and it ain't up to you to change them. And you shouldn't have to be put in that predicament. Now, if you just chasing penis, that's something different.
You know, you talking to her about a hypothetical man that she don't even have. I've been checked out of this conversation, ma'am, because I thought you called in here talking about a particular human. Huh?
No, why it's got to be? No, it's not about a particular human, because I want to change me as a human, so I don't pick the wrong human.
That's right, and that's all you need to be working on changing yourself and being, focus on being what it is that you want to attract, and that's it. Because right now, we talking to you about ghosts, because you ain't got nobody.
Ghosts with penises.
Ghosts with penises. We talking about the spirits of penises past right now, ma'am.
Okay.
You have a good weekend, and good luck with the penis, you know, situation for the weekend, man. It's gonna be a long weekend.
God bless you, Queen.
Thank you. Bless y'all too.
It's okay to say thanks for nothing. It's okay to tell us thank you for nothing.
Thanks for absolutely nothing.
I'm trying to help people here.
You I thought she was talking about a real person. Once I found out she ain't talking about nobody real, what we discussing here?
Hypothetical.
Hey, no, I don't got time for hypotheticals. Life is too short for hypotheticals. Right, let's deal with reality.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, everybody, it's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, but I also want to tell people, man, make sure you go and pre-order Invisible Generals by Doug Melville. Doug Melville is my guy. Invisible Generals is one of the next books coming out on my book imprint, Black Privilege Publishing, via Simon & Schuster. And, you know, what I love about having a book imprint is we're able to tell stories, especially stories about these hidden figures in our culture. And Invisible Generals is the amazing true story of America's first black generals, Benjamin O. Davis Sr. and Jr., a father and son who helped integrate the American military and create the famous Tuskegee Airmen. So it'll be out November 7th of this year, but you can pre-order right now wherever you buy books, man. So go to Barnes & Noble's, go to Amazon, and pre-order Invisible Generals by my guy, Doug Melville. Okay? Okay. Now, the positive note is simply this, man. Be humble and never think that you are better than anyone else.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.